Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hey, I'm about to bring it back. I'm about to wrap the traffic. Hey, don't take Golden Glades. It's a lot of traffic. Somebody dropped a lot of plastic. Someone said I need chapstick in the comments. Someone said they're gonna vomit.
You need lips, don't you?
Hey, no, I got some. Hey, hold on. Okay.
Do it again.
Hey, yo.
Frogs don't have lips.
Look, if this was circa 2009 on Facebook, hit you with one of these. Come on now.
Okay.
That had to be in your bag when it came to photos. That had to be in your bag. Except for if you're Vlad, because you're a grown man by then. So don't do that. You know, if you're in high school like me, totally acceptable.
Oh, my God.
Totally acceptable. But this is the Tobin and Leroy show right now. Our boy Tobin is getting that exclusive one-on-one. Probably not, but he's there at least. Jake Paul getting ready for his bout against Anthony Joshua.
Oh, and the fight is in December, right? December.
You know, this is why I'm not even going to look, right? Because
it was 15.
Sure. It could be whatever the hell it is. I don't trust this thing until the bell rings. And until then, I refuse to dive because there's been, you know, Tank Davis. There was, you know, so many different opportunities in which, okay, finally this guy's going to fight. And then, you know, this happened, that happened, whatever the case may be. So who knows?
Well, he said, Tobin said he thinks that the reason why the Tank Davis thing didn't work out is because of his out-of-the-ring issues.
Okay. Nonetheless.
No, they changed it.
Huh?
Yeah, look, data's been changed. Can't trust him. Nonetheless, that is the reason why.
No, it's December 19th.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I feel like before it was December 15th.
It can't be on the 15th.
Supposedly.
Because the 15th is in the middle of the damn week.
Yeah, it'll be lit.
So it got to be a weekend.
Okay, well,
maybe they change the calendar around, Leroy. You ever think
right,
about
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. No, but she said I thought it was on the 15th. I'm like, it can't be.
Sometimes Tuesdays are on Saturday.
Because I remember Tobin had asked me if I was going to watch it, and I said no, it was my brother's birthday or something like that.
You sure it wasn't the 12th? Could be the 12th or 13th.
No, because I specifically remember saying I'm not going to go to the event because it's my brother's birthday.
Okay.
Well, the other headlines, which are brought to you by our friends, as I pull this up because I'm not prepared, over at Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito. I should probably read more, but until then, your Florida Panthers 1-0 shutout victory. Behind a strong performance, your Miami Heat tonight cup game, right? We got ourselves a cup game. If I'm not mistaken, our point differential is currently helping us from the first blowout of Charlotte, but I think we're still 1-1.
Yep.
Yeah, you're 1-1.
So this will be a big one. This will be a big one for sure. You got Bam Adebayo working his way back. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Tyler is going to miss this one, but he should be set to return against Dallas this weekend. So Fingers crossed. I know you guys were mentioning what's going to happen with the starting lineup there. I assume, if I'm not mistaken, Tyler Herro is just immediately inserted. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get him on a minutes restriction and he has to come off the bench. Because, I mean, I kind of like what I've seen. If we can take away some of this Drew Smith time and add it to more Tyler Herro, that'd be perfect. Because Lord knows Keyshawn hasn't been doing it.
I'm telling you, I've never met anybody who's that athletic and that clumsy with the ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has totally been not helping my Drew Smith case, as I called for some of Drew Smith's minutes to go to Keyshawn only for him to be doing what he has been. But God bless him. And the Heat are here tonight, I believe. Preheat, believe, is at 6:15? Well, I got to confirm.
No, it's an 8 p.m. game.
Okay, so it's 6:45.
6:45.
You can catch all that action right here with Solana at 6:45 with the
late
preheat.
Day, early morning.
Yeah, because Kane's at noon, right?
Yep. Yeah,
so 8 a.m. pregame.
Yeah, so that is...
Man, 4 hours.
It's always 4 hours, guys.
I know, but I remember doing that. It's actually, we're free, though.
I mean, if it was a 7:30 or 7:45 game, it would be like a 4.5 hour pregame. Those night games are the worst ones. Those pregame games are long.
They shortened it up. They shortened up that pregame when the Dolphins played at 9:30 in the morning.
Thank God, because I did the imaging for that one. So I only had to do half. Woo! Thank God. Speaking of these Miami Hurricanes, Vlad got a small sneak peek into what I've been telling you guys is the secret to success for the Miami Hurricanes and why I am positive they will win against the Virginia Tech Hokies this weekend. And you know what? I'm calling it now. They're sweeping the rest of the season as long as this happens. Find out. Next on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a football Friday. It is a bye week for the Dolphins, but it is noon action for the Miami Hurricanes tomorrow as they take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. No more home games for the Miami Hurricanes, so they do travel to Blacksburg. But lucky for them, they don't have to deal with that crazy Blacksburg nighttime in which... Vlad said he can smell the racism.
Fam.
I believe it.
I heard the Deliverance music.
Yeah.
They were rattling the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's something about seeing, you know, three teeth people. Just
like a riot.
Yeah, it was. It's not good. And around Halloween, looked like they've been sleeping all night by the stadium.
That's crazy.
It's nasty, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure.
All you see is flannel. It's just, yeah, man.
But like a vampire during the day, all the powers are just removed from that place. Nooner, sleepy nooner. And Miami Hurricanes have a secret weapon, ladies and gentlemen. They have a secret weapon that goes beyond game plan, schemes, X's and O's, or even jersey colors. This is something that is deep-rooted in mysticism and magical abilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to play something for you. Vlad, we're going to start with the first clip here.
This setup is kidding me. Let's get to it. What the hell?
No, for real. How long did it take you to write that up?
What are you doing, dude?
Vlad, give me the first clip.
Cinco por jugar. Por poco alcanzan a Siekar. Se trata de quitar, va por la izquierda. Le viene toda la defensa. ¿Qué vas a hacer, Siekar? Tirarla para afuera porque lo iban a matar. Y señoras y señores, los huracanes le dicen que no a Notre Dame.
Cuarto down y nueve yardas.
All I heard was si senor, si senor.
I love how you call for this and two people on the show cannot understand a word.
He can't either.
Wait, three people. For the exception of you, J-Fig.
You're right.
For the exception of J-Fig.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was an incomplete pass.
Hey, don't let the last name fool you.
Ladies and gentlemen, who the hell cares what he was saying? Did you hear that?
Oh, who cares?
That was an incomplete pass, dude. Let me hear a Mark Fletcher TD run. Mind you, this was from 2 yards away. Vlad, please play me a 2-yard TD run.
Beck que la tiene, Beck. Buscando, sale hacia la derecha el disparo para la zona de anotación con una mano.
Wow.
Miami.
Wow.
Touchdown, los huracanes.
Wow.
De fantasía, esto es una jugada de fantasía, un touchdown para
fantasía
a todos los Rock Exterior.
Michael Irving dándole la mano.
Hey, it sounded like Michael he went Irving from 75 out. Right?
This was a 2-yard run from Mark Fletcher. 2-yard run that turned into
usually I can hear the name though.
Yeah.
Usually they'll act a fool and they'll go, Fletcher. They didn't even do that. I couldn't hear no name.
Guys, I don't think you understand how deep we're
in. Sorry, on Marcos's behalf, Leroy.
Yeah, look, let me hear. You guys think that was great? Let me hear this fumble recovery, J-Fig, if you like the fantasia. Wait till you hear
fantasia.
This one. Wait till you hear this right here. Let me get a fumble recovery, please, Vlad.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los huracanes, señoras y señores. ¡Qué lindo! ¡Qué hermoso! ¡Lo hizo! ¡Lo hizo los huracanes! Justin Scott, el protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
¡Wow, dude!
I think I heard recovery. ¡Qué bonito! Or recapture.
Uh-huh. ¡Qué lindo!
¡Qué hermosa! Lindo!
I mean, come on, what are we talking about here? Have you ever, look, you don't have to be a Spanish three nerd to know.
I would definitely need to have video of the game while I'm listening to that.
Yeah, but God bless Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. But on the television broadcast, you know, you don't get that same kind
very
of
intense
pizzazz. He just looked at something that happened on a football field with a bunch of grown men. Yeah, I mean, they're college kids, but you get it. And thought that the best way to describe it was que lindo. One more time, let me hear the fumble recovery, please. This is just, honestly, art.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso, lo hizo.
Qué hermoso.
Lo hizo los
hermoso.
Huracanes. Justin Scott, el protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
Wow.
Defensiva.
Now, does that matter
to you?
That sounds so much better than what I see on TV.
Mr. Herzenheim is so disappointed in me now.
Tobin talking about Drew Smith.
Now, look, there is a player that the broadcast, and by the way, you can hear all these calls on our sister station, 790 Radio Libre, every time there's Miami Hurricanes football.
This is great.
Now, I told myself I would find you a better call, but you're going to be able to hear in this call alone of this is our boy Malachi, or at least I thought it was Malachi Tony.
Not the way you spell it.
Fielding a punt.
You don't know how to spell Malachi?
Oh. Bro, if I show you this.
Listen.
You know what I remember when I hear Malachi?
Yeah.
You remember first Sunday? When they go into the
church?
Massage parlor.
Oh,
and
oh.
He, ooh, loving you. What's your name? Mordecai.
Why did I think? No, I thought. Why did I think Queen Latifah was in First Sunday? I think that's racist of me. But this—that's messed up. This specific player, Malachi Toney, has really set himself apart. Listen to how the broadcast attempts or succeeds in saying Malachi Toney's name.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
I'm sorry.
What?
So this is this is Malachi Fields, right? Malachi as he's fielding a punt. Malachi fields the punt, right? But let me hear it one more time, please.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
Malachi?
Malachi.
Malachi, Malachi Fields.
That is wild.
He won R away from calling him some BS. Malarkey.
One more time, let me please hear that.
Y se va a quedar ahora a la izquierda, Malachi Fields.
Malachi Toney has been lighting it up for the Miami Hurricanes as a standout freshman all season.
And is he so Malachi Fields? Malachi is the secret. It's the secret.
Malachi is
that's equivalent to Leroy Ford.
Yeah, no.
No, but see,
he got the name right. He just pronounced it wrong.
Malachi. But see, look, maybe that's just, I don't know. Fig, do you know any Hispanic Malachis?
Hey, wouldn't that be something?
Actually, if yes.
The guy he did the game with, the guy he did the game with would have pulled something we would do and look over at him and go, mm-mm.
See now, no, 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 no. It is something that happens throughout the broadcast, and I don't know if you guys know that his name is Baby Jesus. Apparently, that's his nickname that they've given him from his high school days.
Baby Jesus,
yeah.
Bebe Jesus, I'm assuming, because there has to be some sort of
J-Fix, like, enough of your bad Spanish.
Minus one.
There has
Please
to
cut
be
it out, man.
Some sort of translation.
You're not
here.
Even Rosetta Stone right now.
I look, this is something that I brought to everyone's attention. I told you guys I will be here next Wednesday, and I think Friday is the best of, so I'm off the hook there. So next Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we will return with the Malachi Toney sounds, as I know he will be an integral part of Virginia Tech's loss in Blacksburg.
I'm gonna tell you what you better do.
Do the Spanish announce team travel to Blacksburg as well, or do they do the game from, you know, local?
That is a good question, because I do hear a crowd, obviously, but I'm
crowd noise.
But they've had so many home games that I don't, you know, I don't even know. How many times have they traveled? Like twice?
Oh, man.
So I think if you're looking at it from a budget-friendly perspective, I think they've gone every game thus far. So I'm going to assume in my brain that they're in Blacksburg.
That's a great answer.
Like, in my brain, from the perspective of someone who's, like, hopeful that I get more Malachi Toney calls next week, yeah, they're going to be there live from Blacksburg.
To clarify, that's what you believe is a secret.
The secret weapon is our Spanish broadcast, because it brings us the spunk and flavor that
they ain't better than La Voz.
I mean, you know, it's just first year. First year, we're just giving it a shot. We got Malachi Toney on the bench.
Malachi Fields.
You know, we got. Can I hear the fumble recovery one more time? Just because if we're going over what's more exciting, things I have to watch on TV or these people call a fumble recovery, I'm always going to go with this broadcast team.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso, lo hizo. Lo hizo los huracanes. Justin Scott, el protagonista de esa jugada defensiva.
That's got swagger. I'm sorry. That has got swagger.
Que lindo. Hermoso.
That is the call you tell your girlfriend not to worry about. And then you look at you, this guy. He's going to sneak up on with that. This is how you call sports. This is how you're supposed to call sports. Not that boring all. Oh, he takes the ball. He scores a touchdown. Who cares? I just heard a fumble recovery that was as good as Marvin Albert.
The problem is I still don't know what the hell just happened.
Oh, who cares? It's all vibes, Leroy. It's all vibes. We were actually
Marcos probably has no idea either.
So. No, yeah. I'm going off of context clues.
Literally, he's just you wouldn't know how you really did this segment just now.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the most show pony segment you've ever had.
But I will tell you this. In all of show poniness, this is this is some of his best work.
Come on, guys.
What he just basically did was come to the control production room during the breaks, just went to a game.
Yep.
Just went to a rant like any game, got the full game, and just literally went eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And then luckily he found the right segment where there was actually going
on. Oh, so this wasn't really no show prep.
No, there was no show prep. He just basically just like, let me put it here. Yeah. It's an hour, 12 minutes into the game. Yeah. And he just luckily found where the guys are saying Malachi Tony's name. And
some may say it was luck.
Absolute luck.
Others may say.
Absolute luck.
That's destiny, baby.
You know why I know, Leroy? Because this is what you would do, Leroy, if you were doing prep. You would get the game. Yeah. You would go to the game. Mm-hmm. Go on like whatever site. Get the game. And then follow the plays.
Follow the plays with, yeah.
And then you would be able to do it. But there's two things that was going to happen here. The man don't know Spanish, even though he's Spanish.
Yeah, but hey, those were good calls.
So he can't read. He wouldn't understand what to do.
He's so lucky that all this man was saying was hermoso.
No way. Guys, again, we can say it was luck. Or we can say Stevie Wonder got behind the wheel, and what do you know? I made it to my destination.
Did you?
There's a lot of work in
it. It's funny. And then all of a sudden, Stevie Wonder gets behind the wheel, and then runs into a tree and crashes the car.
Look, I don't want him to be my Uber, but I gave him a shot, and he made it.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy did that joke.
His special is actually really funny. The thing that's out,
the Netflix,
that documentary,
yeah,
pretty good. When we come back, it is time to bury some people. Find out who's dead to me on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy, Frog Boy, 2-time Turkey Bowl champion, checking in. And J-Fig rolls
the Turkey Bowl was held on Thanksgiving.
It is, but this may come as a shocker. There's been more than one Thanksgiving, and I have won 2 of them. That is why I walk around with this championship ring. I lost my other one. That's why I only have one. Yes, much like my success with the lava, it is something I will continue
to. I got 3 Rose Bowl rings.
Those are cool, I guess, if you're into that. If you're into if you're like, that's something that you're into, then I guess that's cool. But
I have 2 that say MVP on the bottom of it.
Yeah, mine, let me see. No, it says made in.
Well, you know what? This past weekend, I had onion rings, guys.
Oh,
I won.
You know what they say? If you like it, go ahead and put a ring on it.
That was bad.
Gracefully take my minus one.
Go ahead.
That was great. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. There it goes.
Mine or his?
No,
not you. Yours was good.
No, it's hers. Totally.
No, your onion was good, but him. What? He tried to Beyonce it.
What?
If you don't like it, put a ring.
Okay. That was wrong.
All right, I will start things off for Dead to Me today, and it is something that has to be said. It must be addressed. I've been listening to the show all day. I listened to our precious Tickle My Fancy, and it was not brought up once. This nauseating friendship is finally no longer going to be stuffed in my face like propaganda. I no longer have to see interviews in which these two people are so close to each other they almost melt into one. And that is because it has finally been released to a 69% tomato meter, according to Rotten Tomatoes. And of course, I am talking about Wicked for Good. And I am done with seeing you two actresses for good.
I gotta go see it.
God bless your soul, my friend. I think I did hear that you made a movie pack with old Big Spoon, correct?
Teaspoon.
That's adorable. And you know what? For her, I hope it is good. But for what a lot of people are saying, it is a tremendous drop off. I only know because my wife.
Okay,
came home.
Who are these people?
Well, Rotten Tomatoes has its tomato meter. The first one at 88%, and this one at 69%. I know they did something different in regards to marketing, in which there was like a lot of things that were withheld because they wanted to make sure that it was like a fresh watch when it came out. But with that being said, my wife came home yesterday and she wasn't crying at all. So therefore, that is my measurement that this movie
was
as good as the first
one. Movies.
She's married to you, though.
Okay, which is a lot of reason to cry, one may say. But based off of her reactions to the first one, this was the greatest. She came home a singer. She came home with tears in her eyes and merch in our Amazon cart. Yesterday, she came home with a sweater and a popcorn bucket and was like, it was good. And then when I ask her, she does what J Fig does with the Taylor Swift album, where she's like, It's good. It's just good, I guess. My thing is, the jig is up. You had it with that first movie. You realize you made a movie too long, so you split it into two, and you're trying to capitalize and trying to go through this whole thing in which I have to see this interview process of you two kissing on each other and loving each other. And I'm sure everything's totally normal and fine, but it just makes me like, I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it no more. I don't want to hear nothing about this stupid movie. How often was I hearing every, you know, maybe it was my algorithm, but anytime.
Why is it your algorithm, Marcos?
Because whenever anyone's not around, I go,
I'm sure you do.
That was pretty good. I'm going to auto-tune that, and later on, I'm going to play that with my Malachi Tony highlights. That is
-1.
I got almost better the second time. Leroy, who is dead to you?
It's a group of people. I've been frequenting the gym recently, trying to get everything, you know, back in order. And I'm starting to notice everybody in the gym think they're a gym expert. They want to move all the equipment so they can do their own special exercises. And I'm getting tired of it.
And put their cameras up, right?
With the cameras up. So you have two or three people with a tripod, with their phone, with the equipment that's supposed to be over at the bench. They have it underneath something else. Enough of this. The gym is set up with all the necessary exercises and equipment where it needs to go. If you had a better way to use that equipment, why don't you come up with your own product line?
You're challenging people to invent their own exercise equipment?
I'm tired of, like, I go over to see a bench. I'm like, where the hell's the bench? Some dude is doing doing tricep curls over somewhere else. Sometimes, you couldn't do that right here?
Sometimes I see people attach resistance bands to a Smith machine, and I'm like, just use a bench.
Right. I don't get exactly. So I don't know where they're getting all this stuff from.
I can tell you
and
where.
And then the other thing is, is that guess
TikTok.
What?
TikTok.
If I look across the gym and I see somebody doing a special exercise, he better be swole or she better be swole or they better be ripped and cut. It ain't even that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are we following you anyway? You ain't got a body by Jay.
That's why I stopped going to the gym.
Point for Lee.
I'm just saying. They all dead to me. Use the equipment like it was designed. There's professionals that design that equipment so you can get all of your activities and your exercises in.
Body by Jake.
And then they never move it back.
That was body by Jake, man.
That's a sign of your age right there.
No, nah, listen. You wake up in the morning, you should see Jake. Hey. You should see Jake working out, bro.
What about, what's the other one? Tracy Austin?
No, Keanu Flex.
What?
Yeah.
Now I'm on Bowflex. That's as far as I go. Billy Blanks? My mom had all this.
Didn't
those
that
tapes.
Dude get in trouble for something?
Probably tax evasion.
Jeez.
Why don't I just assume that? Figgy, who is dead to you?
Well, remember when I said that
the Taylor Swift album was good?
That very useless bridge they're building downtown.
Yes, that arc, whatever the...
Well, whatever that is, caused much more traffic this time around. Jesus. Because there was a crane malfunction and it closed down the entire eastbound Dolphin Expressway.
No.
Oh my goodness.
So just more chaos. I thought they were going to stop doing this till like they were like on a break building this for I don't know how long.
This has been the worst. I think they ran out of funding.
It's going to continue, and it's going to go on for till like 2029 or something like that.
Boo them. Boo.
Nick Can T. they just quit? Can they just stop, please?
Nick T says, Marcos has a body by cake. Ricardo says, Marcos body by flan. Real mature, guys.
Point Real mature. For Twitcher.
Vlad, who is dead to you, good sir?
No one.
Okay.
No one bothered me this week.
It's a good week for you.
No one.
It's a good week.
Yeah.
That's honestly, you know what? That's good because if you don't have to murder anyone.
Why?
We're not going to force you to. No. We're not going to force you
to. Let me save my murders.
That's good. But I expect a double homicide one of these weeks.
Well, you know. The streets always need a body.
The streets need
streets
a body.
Always need a body.
Listen, and if you're robbing me of a body this week, I'm gonna need two next week.
You know what? Next week is Thanksgiving. Yeah. There'll be more bodies to be buried.
Really?
Oh, you know some relative gonna come to the house with some raggedy dish.
That's true.
That's even the perfect body because everybody's gonna be stuffed. That's easy. It's easy.
We'll talk about that next week. But you know, somebody always bring. I made my special and I'm
Yeah.
And you know what I say? All you people that made that special dish that's still here, take it with you.
I feel like that happens just in your household because every single Thanksgiving in mine, there's just no leftovers.
Ooh.
There's no leftovers except the stuff that people don't like.
Oh, you know what?
Exactly, that's leftovers.
I am sorry.
Uh-oh.
There is something that is dead to me.
Oh,
what's up?
And I just saw it right now.
Oh, no.
That's what it was. Yeah. And I told Tobin this early, so this is why.
It's my championship ring?
Not your championship ring.
Okay.
I'm sick. You know what's dead to me, Leroy? If I see another former NFL player rock a sports jacket and hoodie, I'm going to, I'm murking them. I am murking them.
Oh,
I'm sick and tired of that. The Andrew Whitworth?
I saw
Orlovsky and Ryan Clark wear that today.
Did it.
Oh, come on, man. I'm sick of that, bro.
Come on.
Like, either wear the hoodie or wear the sports jacket. Don't wear both. That's ridiculous. That's a fashion faux pas.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's good. Is that French?
Yeah.
Ah, that's why. Malaki.
It's Malaki, man.
It is Malaki, dude.
It's poppycock.
We do call that the Whitworth, by the way.
That it is the Whitworth.
Yeah.
And they should replace the W with an S.
Now, I will say this.
Whitshirt?
Big boys get a pass.
You're good.
You know what I'm saying, Vlad? Yes. Big boys get a pass.
I gave Whitworth the pass, right? But
right.
Ryan and Orlovsky, come
yeah,
on, bro.
No. Like, big boys get a pass. Sure.
You know? And then another thing, the kids. All of a sudden, if I see some Nike text that's bad, all of a sudden it's the half vest. What the hell is a half vest?
Wait. What is it?
Oh, the quarter vest. The court vest.
Oh, okay.
They like they want you to look all preppy and everything. So they don't want,
listen.
They don't want the Nike high tech. So then all of a sudden, there's a viral thing going around about, oh, we're not doing Nike high techs anymore. It's all about the quarter techs. I guess it's like vests with a the zipper, which is a quarter zip. It's called a quarter zip. The quarter zip vest.
Yeah,
quarter
so tech. It's still a pullover, but it's, it only quarters.
Or a half zip. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, it's called zip. A half zip.
Half zip Nike. Make sure I buy this.
I'm just sick of the hoodie and jacket. Sports coat.
Okay. Wow. So you.
Hey, Vlad.
Taking a stance.
You went full grandpa right before we get off
that
the
That is
air.
Crazy.
No, I didn't.
You were totally fine. 2 seconds ago, you
I'm
were
cool
totally
with it,
fine.
But fam, like, either wear the jacket or wear the hoodie. Don't wear both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just, like, come on.
You crazy kids, it's 90 degrees outside.
I don't, dog, come on, man.
Get off my
hey,
lawn.
They pass. Here's how my weekend's ending. Shedeur Sanders. Good luck, Leroy.
Any final score predictions before we get out of here for the Miami Hurricanes this weekend? I'm going to start. Mine is going to be 35-10 with Malachi Tony putting up 2 touchdowns. That's great.
What was it? Que lindo?
Que hermoso. What a call, dude.
Que lindo.
Que lindo.
Yeah.
Hermoso, right?
Yeah, hermoso.
Hermoso.
What a life. What a life we're living. Leroy, Malachi final IP. Score? Final score this weekend?
I'm going to say 42-20.
All right. And anything on Malachi?
Malachi Fields?
I just can't wait. I promise. Wednesday. Join us Wednesday. It's going to be the best show of the week.
Best show of the week.
Best show of the week. Colin here. Vlad, any final scores?
What I want would be 38-10. What's going to happen will probably be like 27-13, Miami.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all that respectable. Multiple double-digit leads for all of us.
I'm sorry.
I'm a way out, dude. I'm a way out.
Shreeth like, hit you.
Literally,
with
we're like
strike.
At the buzzer.
Oh,
he's
my
like, I'm gonna
God.
Wait. I'm going to wait for this.
That was
I
like
think
the
that's
three,
like the perfect way to even
like
end
a,
the show.
That was like the game winner by USC yesterday in a triple overtime
that
game.
That was crazy.
It's like a wow. Shreeth it at the buzzer.
Shreeth it at the buzzer
like
says.
He was like Larry Bird at the All-Star game.
Marcos looks like the before of an Ozempic ad.
Oh, my God.
It's, yeah, okay. It's well, crazy. When I cry later, who's going to be there? Who's going to be there?
The GOP.
Well.
The GOP will be there for you.
Marcos need GOP 2.
Is that a...
Point that, for
is that a grande oh large my. Pizza? And hey, listen, if it is a grande large pizza and the Heat win tonight, you can use my code. Use my code tomorrow.
Wait, is it for any win or is it a win at home?
No, it's any win.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
And don't forget we have the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's
nuggets.
Right. That's right. J Fig, last one. Score on the way out. Final score prediction.
I kind of feel like I lean more towards what Vlad said.
All right. I think Vlad's score was 62-7.
No, I said 38-10.
No,
I
what?
Love, but
it'll
be toward 27-13. 27-13. Now,
I just wanted to get off to a fast start because when they get off the slow starts, they sell hope to the other team, regardless of how good or bad that team is.
Okay, here's another thing. Will the Heat win 2 games this weekend, tonight and Sunday?
Oh. The return of Tyler Hero, potentially.
That's on Monday.
Yes.
That's
oh,
on
that's
Monday.
On Monday?
Yes.
Well, then in that case, no. They're going to split the weekend.
Will the Panthers win Game 7 of the 2025 Stanley Cup Finals? Even though it's not. It's just the extension. This is the first time they meet each other since they knocked them off.
Finals rematch? I got the Panthers. I got the Panthers winning. You know why? They're going to use the momentum of this shutout.
And then finally, the Pinks play on Sunday.
Nope, Messi's going to choke.
Wow.
I heard it here first.
Wow.
They're
going to lose to Nashville? Is that what you're saying?
Messi's going to choke. Not only are they going to lose, Messi's going to choke.
You're Messi's going to choke.
Messi is going to choke. I hate to break it to you guys, but look, I give it to you the real.
Just keep repeating it.
Give you guys the real right here on the Tobin Leroy Show. Next week, I'll be back Wednesday for the best show of the week. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more with Tobin and Leroy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.